In recent state and national elections, voter fraud has been a large concern. State and national politicians are constantly proposing bills to curb voter fraud while vowing to eliminate it in the next election. Throughout these public campaigns, election officials remain concerned about potential negative effects, such as a decrease in voter turnout. Now, a new study by a University of Missouri professor has found that the U.S. public not only supports voting reforms, but supports some of the more controversial proposals, including early voting and photo identification requirements. MU public policy research scholar David Kaniski says the public also believes that the proposed voting reforms will not benefit any particular political party.
Generally speaking, the public really likes these reforms. There are, you know, the approval ratings, there's some variation, but people are very, very gung-ho about early voting, which might be because that's the institution that most states have. They've done one of these, they've put that one in place. I think it's 32, 33 states have some form of early voting in place.
According to Kaniski, people want to see more voter participation, but this is challenging because many reforms that are thought to make voting easier also are perceived to increase the risk of voter fraud.
People want to see more voting, higher participation rates, but not at the expense of the integrity of the election process. So they don't want reforms which are going to really increase the incidence of voter fraud.
The survey was completed as part of the 2008 Cooperative Congressional Election Survey. I'm Christian Basie with the Mizzou Spotlight on Science.